Was it actually a rave, is the question.
Didn't really feel like a rave. There were no illegal drugs, and that's the first thing that people connect with rave.
Yeah, you pretty much need the E and MDMA and all that bouncing around. Yeah,
exactly.
That probably wasn't happening in the Union.
The pizza's usually pretty good, but aside from that...
That won't really get you feeling good, though. I mean, maybe once you let it out. So, I mean, I don't know who win and who didn't win, but it was pretty terrible. The type of music you played, it was mainly just this Christianized...
It was... Let me set this up for you, folks. Here I was out in the Union, and, you know, I was fake dancing. I never really fully danced. I've tried, like, Greek dancing. That was the first thing I tried, and then after that, I just pretty much...
Nothing really happened with the Greek dancing. Nobody really felt that.
Not really.
Did it go with the music, the Greek dancing? No.
No, okay. Not really. So anyway, I was out there, and I was listening to the music, and I realized that I recognized the lyrics. And they were actually worship songs. He actually somehow...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, in the techno fashion, he took the lyrics for songs, in this case Christian songs. He took the lyrics and made it very high-pitched. I guess he hired some woman or something. I don't know. Maybe you can do this with...
Maybe it's his own voice. He sings really high-pitched.
Well, he had fancy equipment, so maybe he has some way to...
Maybe he is a woman. We don't know. Probably not.
So we've had a very high-pitched woman's voice singing the lyrics instead of just
what song?
A normal.
What's the lyrics to what song?
I'm Desperate For You was
now,
the one I
recognized.
Now, that
could be really construed as something else if somebody didn't know the context. Like, that could really sound lustful.
In this context, of course, it was purposefully driven to be friendly and Christianized. Now,
okay, Messiah appropriate.
I have to tell you. I remember talking years back. I was talking to some people, and they were saying, you know, to stay away from the rave scene. Don't go to these things for the music anyway, because you'll get trapped into the whole scene. So they have Christian raves, and I kind of laughed it off. I didn't really know what they were talking about, but now I think I've got a better sense.
So they actually have raves in warehouses, like real raves, but they're Christian raves.
Exactly.
So you go there,
the lyrics are,
and you trip out to God, if you will. Maybe drink a little caffeine beforehand.
I think
if you're really wild, you might smoke a cigarette while you're in there.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of
that might be pushing it.
And there we have it. We have a Christian rave. Now,
do we have a sample of that music here to play?
Let me see if I can find.
Now this is a prime example of Christianity trying to take over mainstream culture and draw more people into its beliefs, if you will. I'll try to stay neutral on those comments, but you know, as you know, it's hard for us to do here at WMDs. Well, if you feel like, if you went to the Kinetic show, anybody out there went there and has any comments, you can call us up.
That is a big part of our show. We want input from you, the audience.
As much input as possible.
And we also have, if you don't feel like talking to us, that is kind of mean, but that's okay. You can send us an IM, an instant message, the internet.
Now, interesting, Matt, while you were gone, brief moment, somebody IM'd and said, you guys have overplayed this song. I've heard it 30 times within the last week. Now, I don't know. That was an IM I got, but I don't know if they were over-exaggerating. I don't know what song they were talking about. But, I mean, if you listen to the V that much, that's kind of sad.
There is some Cherokee on the New York, the Adirondacks area. And so I went to them because I was camping anyway. Got a pair of moccasins.
Were they made by an Indian? Or, excuse me, a Native American? Or were they...
What? No.
No.
Well, maybe. I don't think so, but it came in a box.
Well...
He ran a general store in the town I was in.
I don't think they do boxes, the Native Americans. I don't think that's the Mother Earth thing.
Yeah.
Really?
No, he was a Native American. I'm not saying he was in a teepee, because that's more Plains Indian.
Yeah.
He ran a general store.
Uh-huh.
He sold nerds and
the candy?
Yes, and Tic Tacs.
Ooh.
In particular, he really pushed me on the Tic Tacs, and he didn't have any of those orange ones. I only like the orange ones. He didn't have any of the orange ones, so I had to say no.
All right, that's understandable. So, well, we have our first contest here at the V. We're going to give away a free CD to the first listener who can bring us the latest version of the Swinging Bridge newspaper. Excuse me.
I don't know where I was getting into. Well, that's another show. Anyway, If you show up with this requested item, and you ring the doorbell and you can't, if we don't come right away, you can just bang on the window and I'm certain.
Either window.
Yes. And there is actually a phone out there, so you can just dial us at 5351.
And you can tell us that you're bringing us this new version.
That's correct. And
mainly we just want to read it, peruse it, make our comments on it.
That's basically it. We have a bunch of things here. What CD are we going to... There's a few here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of CDs here that we can give away. Pretty much anything you can pick. If you like Christian music, this is pretty much...
We have back here, if you look over here, we have a wicker basket.
Yes, we can give you a whisker. It's really good for holding things.
It doesn't have handles, and that's why we're giving it away, because we need one with handles.
It's pretty much useless if you can't carry it.
Right, but you can use it as a hat.
We're not saying it's useless. I mean, I'm sure you'll find a use for it. Oh, we have a call coming in. Well, if you've been watching the news lately, you know about the deadly, quote-unquote, cartoons sweeping Europe and the Middle East. And I'm sure there's a few opinions out there rolling around about that and what's going on there, but mainly here at the V, we feel untouched by that. So we're not going to really talk about it too much. For the most part, we're here to discuss you.
And in fact, you just called us, and it was very nice of you, and someone just called up and they were talking about the wicker basket and they were asking where we got it. And, to be honest, I had no clue.
It's a local Pennsylvania wicker, maker. What did that caller exactly say? Did he say his name?
He didn't, actually.
That's typical. Most people are really, wussies when they call radio stations.
Well, if you call us, now remember this because it is important. If you call us, please only give us your name.
You can make up a name.
Right. You can. But we can only have first names. Except for us, the hosts, because we're special like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a host, you could give out your full name, too.
Yeah,
but
you're not a host. We're a host. We went through 10 years of radio school. What's funny is half these songs don't even play because the system is just backwards.
But at
this is a hip-hop Christian song. I'm just not a fan. Here we go. That doesn't sound like hip-hop.
I think they labeled that one wrong.
Yeah, I think most of these songs are poor. How many viewers? Or what was our medium? How many listeners out there go to chapel?
That is...
I don't think a good proportion of Messiah College actually attends chapel.
Well, that's a possibility. I think the higher up, and this is just my opinion...
This is
also just a disclaimer. I'm not going to keep saying that because, frankly,
we don't care.
It doesn't. Well, we don't care, but it gets annoying to say.
It's my opinion.
That's my opinion.
Shouldn't it be given that anything you say is your opinion in general?
Well,
anybody,
unless you, pretty much, unless you inhabit someone else's body. Well, even then, it would be your opinion, wouldn't it?
Because
you'd be controlling them.
Yeah,
but it would be your opinion.
So we're not going to say that anymore.
No.
And if you got a problem with it, you can just call us.
So it, yeah, and just frankly, in my opinion, I'm not going to say that again. So anyway, about chapel, I think the higher up you go. In Messiah, the less frequently one goes to chapel. Now, I know this is not true in all cases. I know of some seniors, many seniors, it is my view anyway, my observation, that many seniors don't bother going to chapel because they don't, at least second semester seniors, because they don't really need to. They don't have to. Nothing's going to happen to them.
I can't stand chapel.
And
I'm going to be honest
and
with
here's
everybody
the thing,
out there. It really bothers me.
I'll be over at my friend's apartment, right? And he doesn't go to chapel because he's a senior and he doesn't need to. They're not going to stop him. Whereas his roommate will walk in and say, "Oh man, I got to go to chapel. See ya, bye."
Oh, terrible.
And so, I mean, I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, but I'm saying overall, it seems like the higher up you go, class standing wise, the less often you go to chapel.
I think what happens is when you first come in here, freshman, sophomore year, you really feel like chapel is this serious obligation. But after a while, you're really like, wow, this is a gigantic waste of my time. And that's sad, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they could connect with their students better, but it's just, oh, man.
Well,
I really enjoy sitting up in the back of the balcony with everybody. I mean, that's the slacker section, I feel like, the balcony.
Really?
If you go to
the
chapel
slacker
and
section?
You sit in the balcony, it's because you don't really want to be to chapel, but you have to be there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And that's what I do.
Now, this is just observation. It's not from personal experience or anything. But if you really need to sleep or something, just like sleep under the bleachers.
Oh, wow.
Just go right against the wall there, just take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
You could really catch like a nice cat nap.
And also, the bleachers, by the way, if you sit on the bleachers,
they're so uncomfortable.
All the far side, though, you can go down and then underneath the bleachers to cut in line. Now that's an ethical question whether or not you use that tactic.
Yeah, that's not.
But
really
that is there.
You can always do that because we know it's always a frenzy to get out.
Swipe
your card.
If I can just say this, G.I. Joe had it right when they said, knowing is half the battle.
It really is. At least half.
At least.
Think they were being generous when they said half.
I'm presenting this to you, and now you are presented with a situation.
An opportunity to take Chapel by the horns.
Right. And this reminds me. Chapel, now here's the funny thing.
Chapel?
Chapel, I was just handing the Hartford Current over to
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith over here. Anyway, the thing with Chapel is they set up a system so that if you do not attend Chapel, and you're supposed to attend a certain amount of certain kind even per semester, if you don't do that, you are punished. You have to...
Punished people.
Punished.
Punished.
You have to, at least this is the prescribed, punishment, you have to listen to one chapel tape per absent chapel.
That's horrible.
So if you have to get 24 chapels in a semester and you only get 4, you got to do 20 chapel tapes.
But if you look at it, the chapel tapes are... You can do a chapel tape in less than 20 minutes.
Far less.
And so if you're doing a chapel tape in like less than 20 minutes, isn't that better than sitting in chapel for like 45 minutes? For 24 of them.
Exactly. So it doesn't make much sense, though, because you think you can either go to chapel when and where they tell you to go, or you can do chapel tapes whenever you want and do it in less time than normal chapels.
So here's a solution. Instead of going to chapel, why don't we go to the library during chapel time, check out a chapel tape or two?
Well, why don't we do that?
You could do 3 chapel tapes during the time it takes to do chapel.
You could. Well... Unless you go and find all the Christmas chapels, in which case you could do about 25. So because they say a prayer, and I think like some people cough and a baby cries, and that's about all the things you have to write down. The rest of it's just music.
Yeah. Well, see, the Christmas chapels—that's the way to go.
Yeah.
How many of those do you think there are? Many?
I don't know. There's been at least, I want to say, 2006 since. You know, the first.
Yeah.
So there's probably quite a few out there.
It's potential to find. Well, we can switch gears. I don't know how many people out there read The Swinging Bridge, but...
The Swinging
Bridge.
There was
an article recently in it called Give Us Some Credit, Challenging Messiah's Attendance Policy by Haley Justice. Now... I don't know, not many Messiah College students out there have been to a large university and attended classes there, but I have.
Really?
And, yeah. And let me tell you, attendance, it really depends on the professor, but to argue that at a small school...
We keep slipping accidentally into our whole paranormal and conspiracy thing, because you were just going to mention, you were just going to mention... Skull and Bones.
Yes.
Society.
I was going to mention that, actually.
Have you
heard of Skull and Bones Society? Obviously, if you picked up on that, you've heard of that.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt your...
Well, I was just going to say that you should go to class because, I mean, if you're not, you're wasting about $300 per class if you don't go. And if a class is mainly around participation and lectures... And you don't go, but you still claim that you can do well because you don't go. Well, that's great for you, but you're wasting $300.
Well,
but I'm sure if you're in the Skull and Bones in Harvard, or is it Yale?
I think it's Yale. Yeah. I mean, they each have one.
Yeah.
They all have Hogwarts have, Gryffindor or something like that. So, you know, every place has it.
So.
Has one.
Who is in the Skull and Bones?
I believe, you know, I don't, I don't have a list in front of me.
Mm-hmm. I believe every president in the past about 20 years has been a member of Skull and Bones.
Really?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Now,
I can't,
if this
I can't
doesn't,
confirm that.
If this doesn't ring a bell, I know at least our current president...
Now, that is true. I know that.
Bill Clinton was President Clinton, and I believe Bush's father, Bush Sr., was also of Skull and Bones.
I think that's correct, yeah.
And now, it doesn't seem to me that it's a coincidence that the major leaders of our country have decided that they all need to be a part of some secret group in college. And once you're a member, you're a life member.
Yes.
I believe. You are a life member.
And not only that, usually if you have children and they go to the same universities and such that you went to, usually they
are then inducted also into the Skull and Bones.
Sometimes automatically.
That is crazy. So there's just this elite group out there. I mean, when people talk about, the top 5% of the world owning 50% of the wealth, I mean, there's the top 1% of this country, the elite, who are just, they all know each other.
Well,
and they're in cahoots.
There is no doubt about that. Now, whether you want to assign to it the usual conspiracy things like Illuminati, now that's your choice. But
they did exist.
There is no doubt that there is a very small group of people who control a very large amount of the wealth and power
that's
in the world.
That's undebatable. That's a fact.
And you help. In this group, you help everyone, and they help you.
Yeah, it's a you pat my back all, or you
exactly.
scratch my back.
For the most part, you can kind of attribute these conspiracy things just to that. You don't really need a whole lot extra just to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, you go on the internet, go to your Wikipedia, and you can look this stuff up. It's out there.
I thought it was pronounced Wikipedia.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I always pronounced it Wikipedia.
I thought it was Wiki. No,
Wiki? Wikipedia.
Something like that.
Dial extension 531 and tell us, because we'd like to know. But anyway.
That's a good idea. Well, but if I can, go back to this class attendance. Now, here's the thing, and it's kind of funny that you mentioned large universities, large colleges, because...
attendance really doesn't matter there.
At
some classes they do, but
now I have at least one class this semester where they have they have kind of the same approach. They have if you want to come to the lectures, fine. If you don't, I don't care. You're responsible for taking care of what is covered in the class. Now this is what's interesting is that a lot of universities, Yale, Harvard, Duke, etc., now have been recording the lectures for most major classes, history classes, etc., and they've been putting them up on the internet, but they've been putting them on iTunes on the podcast basically.
So you don't even have to go to class anymore.
Podcast basically being, for those who don't know, podcast basically being on-demand radio, so you can listen to it whenever you want now.
On your iPod.
Exactly, or on your computer or wherever.
Wow.
And so you can listen to these lectures in your room. You don't really have to go, unless it's some kind of obscure class like English,
mm-hmm.
or journalism, unless it's one of those, you'll pretty much, at these universities, you won't have to show up for tests.
I like that idea.
Now, eventually, of course, with the internet, and it all really takes is security measures, and that'll only be a matter of time, you'll be able to do all this kind of stuff on the computer. Now, I know I, myself, have many a time been taking a test and saying, my hand hurts.
Ah, I hate that.
And
especially writing tests, like essays.
Yes.
What an atrocity.
And so I would, I don't know about you, but my opinion is that I would rather trade my hand hurt for my wrist hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually it's only one wrist, and I have two wrists.
Yeah.
Now, I have a lot of fingers,
uh-huh.
granted.
Yeah.
But
well, we all do.
One of them,
most of us.
One of them feeling like, one or two of them feeling like they just got cut off with scissors. Not so much fun. So eventually, that issue alone is enough for people to realize that, eventually most of this stuff is going to be computerized, and so eventually you won't need to go to class. Now here at Messiah, You'll have virtual class, of course, but you won't need to actually physically be anywhere except a computer.
You can have an 8 a.m. virtual class and just have your laptop next to you and wake up and not even really get out of bed.
Yeah.
And go to class.
Or with this podcasting thing, it's on demand. You can do it whenever you want. So you can wake up at 4 o'clock and do your 8 o'clock.
Now, does that reflect the technological superiority of our country or the lazy superiority of our country?
Well, I think that is a good question. That's a lot of science fiction talks about that. For example, you know, the transporter thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can have whatever you want, whenever you want.
I like that.
Now, here's my point. If we use that kind of technology to be lazy, we were probably going to be lazy to begin with. We just couldn't find any good excuse to do it.
So it's in our nature to be lazy, is what you're saying.
Well, we stop being lazy when we want to find ways to be lazy later on.
This is true.
Hence the whole retirement.
Where we work to be lazy.
Idea.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll put up with it now so I can not put up with it later.
Well, nobody has brought us the newest version of the Swinging Bridge.
That is a good point.
And you're missing out on free stuff like you wouldn't believe. We could actually potentially give away $100,000 here at the V.
We could, potentially.
Potentially give away $100,000.
That's quite a little bit.
And you could do a lot with $100,000. I'm sure you can use your imagination.
I can't. I don't have one, actually. But I'm not. Don't let me stop you. I'm just saying.
And $100,000. You'll get $100,000, and all you have to do is bring us the newest edition of The Swinging Bridge. For anybody out there listening, that's all you have to do. It's not a hard competition. You can come down to the Union, knock on our door, maybe call us up at 5351 and tell us, yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
And if you're the first one and you bring that to us, you'll get $100,000.
Now, this is not something very complicated. It's not something, you know, you have to think a whole lot about. You just grab this this paper and you bring it to us.
It's not rocket science. It's not a major mind fudge. You can do it.
Exactly. If you don't know Japanese, it's actually a very easy to learn language. In fact,
not
so
hard.
It's so easy that we don't even teach it here at Messiah because it's, you know, it's like Roman numerals. It's like what is this I? What is this IIV? What is this stuff?
It's
actually not that hard
at all. It's actually incredibly, incredibly easy.
So if you don't, you should go use that Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, you should go use that thing, and learn it. It's pretty easy. There's only a few paragraphs on the page because no one hasn't really had any need to update it. Because it's just
nobody cares, just like us.
Well, it's not that nobody cares.
Well,
it's just that it's so easy.
Now,
Japanese is the easiest language to learn.
Did you get a look at this?
Now we're looking at the
Drudge Report.
Now,
online.
Now I don't know about you. Sometimes I use Google News. Google News is pretty good, but in my opinion, I need all my news capitalized with lots of exclamation points.
I like that.
It's really the only thing.
Now, one of the top stories here on Drudge is the Mardi Gras. New Orleans just got slammed with Hurricane Katrina that took out half their freaking city. Just demolished.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but we're still going to have Mardi Gras. I mean, you're going to have Mardi Gras, and it's going to be crap.
Yeah. In the streets.
Who's going to want to go to New Orleans? It's not New Orleans anymore. I mean, it brings a whole new meaning to floats, right?
Exactly.
They're going to be floating down the street because they're all flooded. Now, I don't know. I haven't been to New Orleans in years, but it just seems to me that instead of the city funding and worrying about all these crazy things happening, I mean, Bourbon Street and Mardi Gras is like, it's just anything goes. I mean, you see the Snoop Dogg Girls Gone Wild there, and then you see episodes of Cops where they arrest like 50,000. You all right with that microphone?
It's kind of happening.
Gary's having a little problem with the microphone there.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's okay.
And you see all these people, you know, going crazy, and you think that's the last thing New Orleans needs is Mardi Gras right now. I mean, yeah, maybe it'll generate some revenue to build the city back up, but, I mean, come on, people. The place is a mess.
Here's my thing. Build the city back up so it can be demolished. I mean, it's going to happen again.
It seems like, and with the Greenland ice caps melting, that's also in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Melting like crazy now. As fast as what they thought it was.
I think they found, like, seagulls in the middle of Mexico. They just got no clue what's going on because of the whole magnetic pole. We have the magnetic poles. That's part of what that is. Uh-huh. And we have the whole actual poles melting. Uh-huh. We got stuff going on.
So something's happening globally massive here. Now, and we're not feeling the effects in the middle of Grantham, PA, thank God. But
I know.
One day, I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll get wiped out by the bird flu.
We might. Uh-huh. We might. There's a lot of birds here.
There are quite a few birds.
I see them.
In fact, some of them wake me up in the morning, and I wouldn't mind if some of those birds got the bird flu because they really tick me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I hope no birds call.
We have all this issue, and the issue is with water, ice turning into water, all this stuff. And actually, in the news recently, I'm not sure if it's on a drudge right now. I'm sure it is in some form, maybe down the page. But there has been recently a mudslide. And in a town where there's some, I think it's about 1,500 people, some 50 people survived.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the worst part is, and it's kind of like 9/11 in this way, the people who were trapped in buildings and stuff, they were sending text messages, things like that, saying, get us out. And then the messages stopped, and they're presumed dead.
That's that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And so, yeah.
It's kind of the thing. That's the great thing about the text messages. It's kind of like a last-minute will. You know, like, hey, Greg, you can have my stereo. You know, you can text that to your best friend when you know you're going to die. Is that microphone still giving you problems?
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah, just a little. A
little gooseneck there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at this other report. Alec Baldwin actually is quoted as saying, Cheney is a terrorist.
Oh, my. Terrorist?
Yeah, a tourist, if you will.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing I like. It's kind of funny. Now, for those of you who don't know, our vice president, Dick Cheney, he shot someone. And this person got a piece of the... He didn't shoot them
on
purpose.
It's pelleted. He was out... peppered, I believe,
is the correct
term.
That's correct.
Because it's bird shot.
Right. He was going hunting, turned around, accidentally shot his friend, right?
He was aiming at a bird, I believe.
A piece of this went into this man's heart.
Ouch.
He had a minor heart attack.
It happens.
He's in the hospital. This is getting all over in the news. And instead of Cheney directly apologizing, the big news right now is that the man who was shot and had a heart attack is apologizing to Cheney. Now, that is very...
It seems backwards, but...
It does.
Hunting, I'm sure we have a lot of hunters out there.
Right.
You're supposed to announce yourself when you come in and...
Right.
He said, I guess he didn't announce himself when he came up behind the vice president. And so the covey of quail, when they flew off, Cheney picked one out and followed it, and it happened to be in the line of sight of that attorney, and he shot him.
Now, here's the thing.
I think he was just old and couldn't duck fast enough.
Here's I just want to share this.
The man is 78.
Yeah. Cheney?
No.
Oh, okay.
The guy who got shot, whatever his name is.
Now, Cheney didn't have a heart attack.
No,
happened. And I was kind of surprised at that.
Now, you think something stressful that would happen to him, he would maybe like,
shot my friend and he had a heart attack and he's nearly 80, so.
The funny thing is that Cheney has his own little squad of medical personnel that come and, Gary stepped out for a minute. Medical personnel that come and help him in case he has a random heart attack. And they were actually there to help this guy, so good thing his health isn't so well. But, I mean, the man is 78. He's 78 years old, and he goes hunting, and he gets shot, and he lives. So, I mean, that says something, I guess, but I don't know. The world is crazy out there. I don't know where Gary went. He just kind of left. Gary, where'd you go? He went to answer his cell phone. I don't think that's in our contract. I don't know if that's allowed.
And I've never had a Schmiscuit.
What is that?
I don't know.
If that exists.
Okay, well, that was not what I thought it was.
But maybe you want to find the right
pretty
one.
Pretty good anyway. Really? Bowling balls aside, people.
We take that seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it was bowling, a bowling ball. It was like the cartoon. It was like a bowling ball bomb.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
I think it was actually... Yeah, I know what you mean.
That has sparked this much violence, and it actually has escalated in recent days. I think some 5, 7, 10 people died in a protest?
There's like the recent one on Drudge is 16 in the latest protest.
Now, supposedly even, now this might be the biggest part, supposedly these protests over this cartoon, now supposedly the cartoon was actually printed a long while
ago. September.
Yes, but some have been saying, even past that, that it has been doctored, it has been edited to be more
offensive.
Offensive.
So
yeah,
now
exactly.
You could say that there might be a group out there trying to start a war.
Right.
Like they want something to happen for maybe it's population control, maybe it's just they're warmongers. We don't know really what it could be.
Hungarian dances, people.
Now
that is the force that binds us.
We're really looking for some callers. Maybe we're just big losers and nobody likes us.
Now, we have no real idea how to work any of this equipment. For example, I have found...
Hit another button on that machine.
Well, here's the thing. I'll press this button. Now, this is the button that also cues us, so don't get confused. There are two different buttons, one same tone.
I have a feeling John knows how to use it, but he's holding out.
John knows how to...
John, could you... What's in that drink?
Wait, hold on. He went out a second. Right. Hold on. Hey, John! Can you come back in here?
Yeah, he's not going to...
Right.
He's a tool.
But he knows how these things work. Now, I only know this button. It says bleep, and it has an exclamation point, an at symbol, and a pound symbol. And it sounds like this.
I don't think that played.
Oh, I don't think it did.
Play it again. Wait.
Nope.
Play it again. Now, didn't that work last time?
It did last time. It did. And I don't know what the story is.
It hit something. Wait, there... Is that in my headphones?
I think it's just from the machine. So we're gonna we'll have to figure out how to get this thing.
John wasn't an alcoholic.
John's coming in out. I think. Here he is.
All right. Hey, buddy. Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
Do you know how?
Let's. Hey, why not? Let's try this.
Oh. I got both lines up and on. So.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Hey, there we go.
We'll put them on air if they want to.
Okay, answer.
And if not, yeah.
Okay.
But could very well be not listening.
Well, that's unfortunate for him.
Exactly.
Because he could win a free something.
Yeah.
Now, CH, how come you didn't participate in our contest to bring us the latest edition of The Swinging Bridge?
Because I do not have the available.
How available do you think that is? Easy to get.
I don't know. I think maybe a lot of students have thrown it away.
Do you think that's just an autonomous response because it sucks or because they're done reading it?
Because they're done reading it.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that was loud.
Well, that happens.
Did you hear that?
I didn't. I kind of heard it. It wasn't loud for me, though.
I think I heard that.
Well, what would you like me to do at this point in time?
We would like you. Can you hear me, by the
yes.
way?
Yes.
Okay. We would like you to take this wicker basket and put things in it, and that's after that.
What are you
going to
put in this wicker basket?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I will like to do that.
What are you going to put in the wicker basket?
I'm going to put apples and cranberries.
Okay. Do you like cranberry juice?
I love cranberry juice.
What
you know, it helps you pee.
What really? What brand? Well, how does it help you pee?
If it's cranberry juice,
how does it?
It will help you pee.
How does it help you pee?
I did not know that.
Huh.
But it's very healthy for you.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
Because of that.
Do you like video games, caller?
I enjoy video games very much.
Can I ask you another question?
Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing that.
Okay,
have to get going, though.
Okay, tell your friends to listen, caller.
All right, I will.
What do you think about our show?
It's great. I love the controversialness.
Oh, we love you.
Oh.
Thank you. And thank you for the prize.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Have a wonderful Easter Eve.
Keep on the air, and we will collect your information so you can collect this wicker basket.
All right. Talk
congratulations.
To you later.
I'll talk to you later, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent.
Excellent.
I also enjoy myself, but that's a different story. I have trouble with myself sometimes.
Well,
callers, our next segment, it could really boil your basket. It could really boil your basket.
Oh, no. Yeah. False positives, if you will. False
or
positives.
False
I'm
negatives.
I'm thinking it's one of these.
What was that?
It's got to be one of these extra buttons over here.
Well, we don't really know the buttons all that well.
We don't. We don't.
John probably does, but John isn't totally useless. Does he do anything?
He keeps coming in this door. And
leaving
he,
again.
Yeah. And that's about it.
What a tool.
Yeah.
Well, folks,
I think he's Irish, so maybe it's O'Toole. I hadn't actually bothered to ask him.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
There's just so much to do. There's a lot of stuff that we have to cover here tonight, but maybe we could start out by playing a little something for you. Now, we know you don't want to hear Christian music, and neither do we. So don't feel bad. We're not going to suddenly start
that's
playing
why we're
bad
talking.
Music.
We're talking.
That's why we're talking. This is why this is a talk
show. It's just
show.
Two people talking.
WMDs, as it's called, a weekly meaningless discussion.
Weekly meaningless discussion.
Show. Matt, it's one, not two. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's the phone line.
Yeah, it is.
Who are you calling? Now we're kind of praying.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Who is this?
This?
That's an example of a bad prank call.
It is. And that's not the kind of childish things we lower ourselves to here at WMDs.
Ever. We keep it high class all the time for your pure entertainment. Not really. We're lying. Now, it's 10:30.
It is. It's 10:30. Wow.
Yeah, it's late.
10.
It's not bedtime.
30. No. It is not.
Gary, have you been watching the Olympics?
No.
Wow.
Sorry. Nope, I have not. I know quite a few of you have been, quite diligently.
Well,
and to you, I have to say, I don't get it. But I honor
what
it.
Really,
I
what really is
it.
Awesome to me
I just
is
don't get
skeleton
it.
Racing. That is crazy.
Skeleton racing.
Yeah, it's basically like a slimmed down version of the bobsled, but it's one person and they go head first. And they go up to about 75 miles per hour.
75?
Really, they're flying.
That is unbelievable.
I actually saw the other day one guy get airborne because he was going so fast.
Really?
Yeah, he went around a turn and it was just crazy. He didn't end up winning, though, unfortunately. But the Olympics are... I mean, they claim they're this great. It's two. I mean, it's one, not two.
No, I
are you purposely trying to?
Exactly.
Okay.
We have a system here for those of you who don't know. John is over there. He's eating. Some of those Dunkin' stick things from the vending machine. They are pretty good. But
when did he go out and get those?
I don't know. Because
he's supposed to be our tech guy.
I saw some the other day, and they're gone now. So maybe he just went and bought like eight of them all at once. And so he's in there, and he's not helping us with this.
He's got headphones on, but I don't really think he's listening. That's my phone.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hmm. Hold on.
Okay.
Gary's still playing with the system. That sounds a little homoerotic. We're having a... Ooh. That's not helping. We're having a little...
technical difficulties in getting the input working, so...
Matt's...
Oh, well, here.
Matters nope. are... What is that? What is that coming from that?
Oh, it's over here on the machine. It's just the machine can't...
Is it talking to you? It sounds like it's talking to you.
It's some British guy. I don't know who he is. And he's
our 100 grand offer prize is still on the board, if you want it. We're offering 100 grand to the person who brings us the latest edition
of the Swinging Bridge.
100 grand. You can't go wrong with 100 grand.
You know the phrase, sound like the Snickers phrase, hungry, why wait?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be a while. Well, we have Snickers. We're waiting for you. And then we're going to give you 100 grand, except it's going to be a real 100 grand.
Yeah, not a fake one.
No.
I'm actually looking at pictures of things.
It's kind of hard to describe.
There
are some very random images up here on the screen.
Now,
accompanying all caps lock.
Did you see this? China's getting real Chinese on us suddenly.
Really?
Yeah, strangely enough. I don't really know what that means. If you feel like you hate us, we want you to call. Because we want you to hate us... in front of everybody, not really.
Exactly.
Like, I hate them and not call. I mean, hate us and call, by all means, extension 5351.
5351.
And...
Online.
We're not going
to... Even if you don't want your voice on air or talking to us, even off the air, you can IM us. V requests. It's that simple.
V requests. V-R-E-Q-U-E-S-T-S. Not STD, STS. What is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think John's on pot. Now, one of the things we're going to discuss, we might start to discuss this week and we'll discuss next week, is the Community Covenant here at Messiah College.
Oh, Community Covenant.
That thing you signed when you came here. Remember, if you don't go here, you didn't sign it.
So right, because we're broadcasting all across the world. So
this is global. We are global citizens. And
that was a rooster.
We are global citizens, and we don't really take that seriously, or we don't really care, actually.
So this will be a topic we are going to be diving into in the future.
Creative. Edit. I like that.
Oh,
you could probably try that again and see what happens. Play that again.
Nope.
No, that's not coming over
no
the
good. But I'm sure you can hear it.
Maybe it's under a different program.
Wait. Posted a big jump of 0.7% in April.
Wait. Do that again.
I will.
Play it again.
Consumer prices have posted a big jump of 0.7% in April.
No, maybe that was just my headphones.
It was interesting, but it didn't work.
It wasn't.
So there you go.
It wasn't even interesting.
Oh, well.
I think we just shut off for a second.
That's your opinion. That is your opinion.
I have many. Many of
so
which
do I.
Construe the meaning of interrelated fixtures, which doesn't really mean anything.
Probably
now, do
not.
You think that within a global context, what's that?
That was children.
They're everywhere.
It's a really bad song by some British guy.
We don't really like children here at WMD's
really.
Weekly Meaningless Discussion Show. And our problem with children is that they're really obnoxious. I mean, they're loud, they cry, they scream, all they do is want their way. We kind of have a problem with that. We kind of have a problem with children in general. Kids, little ones.
See, when they get in cars, they go peeling off in the car.
They're destructive.
They destroy the transmission. That
immature.
Is why. That is why there is a limit on age required. There's a why. That's why there's.
I think
an
the age limit for driving should be 20.
20.
21.
I would say more 40.
Not 16.
Not even 40. I don't even think there should be cars. Because if you
cars
look at it,
cars are annoying.
If you look at it, the young people, they get in cars. You know, like you have a 6-year-old get in the car. You know, goes off, drives into a reservoir. You got, you know,
well, that's
teenagers.
His fault, and I hope he drowns.
Well, yeah, but well, that's kind of mean, but. You know, and you have teenagers, and they're very much at risk. You have 20-year-olds, and they're absent-minded, and they're at risk. You have 30-year-olds, soccer moms, things like that. Their heads out, you know, they're reading a book.
While they're driving.
While they're driving, they're at risk. You know,
we're at risk.
You go to the extreme, you have 70, 80, 90-year-olds, and they can't, you know, really even see past the steering wheel. I don't think we should have cars
I don't think
at all.
Old people should be even driving.
I don't think anyone should be driving.
As I don't even really like driving that much.
As I just outlined, I mean, it's fun, but it's dangerous.
It's
and
very
that's,
dangerous.
That's
I mean, think of it. We are human beings. It's very easy to kill us. Yet we go 70, 80 miles an hour on a road in thin metal contraptions feet from each other.
Exactly.
Literally feet from each other.
Now,
and all it takes is a slight tap to kill us.
Now,
and we don't even think about this while we're driving.
Now, I just want to say this, though, because there is that issue. Now, here's the thing, though. I tend to be an idealist and optimist, and there
I'm not.
Is... I tend.
You tend.
It's the world's
I
depressing.
Don't. It is a depressing. Anyway.
See, I think that's what it is. It's a natural... It's a personality trait that... That takes the world as it is, which is depressing.
Very.
And has a higher vision for it. That's why people who are pessimistic, they just don't bring anything to the table from their personality. That's all. But anyway, there is. So here we have in the order of pessimism and optimism, in that order, respectively. Here is the bad news and the good news. The bad news, people. Sometime have a kind of a generation skip in that they assume technology is a little bit farther ahead than it actually is. For example, now I'm not sure if you heard this. I heard this
I probably have.
Last weekend, I think,
I
2 weeks
have.
Ago, two
yeah.
weekends ago.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
On the radio. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
I heard that a lady, she rented this big old...
Ma'am?
Excuse me?
What'd she rent? Balloon.
No, she went in camping, so she got an RV.
Oh, remote.
Now vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she wanted to go back and get it, make a sandwich. So, she put it on cruise control on the highway, went back, tried to make a sandwich, she got in an accident. And here's the thing.
What an idiot.
Here's the thing.
The thing doesn't drive for you when you put it on cruise control. It just controls your speed, people.
That is not the thing. It's stupid, but that's not the thing. The thing is...
What is the thing, then?
She sued the car company, and she won.
She won?
She won.
She won. Because she put it on cruise control, wasn't smart enough because she's an old woman.
Now, here's the thing.
To realize that, yeah, when you put it on cruise control, it doesn't steer for you.
Here's the thing.
It's not like the car has a brain.
Here's the thing, though. In a matter of 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, definitely, we will have cars that are not only more safe in terms of the environment, but also will drive for us.
Now, that would be excellent because none of us will have to drive then, and we won't have bad drivers.
Now,
all Pennsylvania drivers.
At first, it'll just stay between the lines, stay at a good speed limit, do emergency braking. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it'll do most, if not all, of that driving for you.
Do you think you could tell it thing to get at McDonald's, and it'll go through the drive-thru and order it for you?
Right. In fact, you can tell your car.
That would be phenomenal.
You can tell your car to go to McDonald's and pick something up for you. And
don't even have to go.
Right.
Oh, man.
The car will be like, hey, you want to go with me? And you'll be like, nah, I don't really feel like it.
Do you think the car will get mad at you and self-destruct if you don't spend enough time with it?
I don't think
it'll
so.
It'll become like a bad
girlfriend. I don't think so unless the car, like, had to go get gas or something, and I wasn't there
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car's going to have,
problems with that.
Credit card payments. But anyway, so we take human stupidity, as we saw with the woman who got in an accident, and we fix that by having technology fill in the gaps to protect us, do emergency braking,
and she thought that was there, but it wasn't.
Right. But in a few years, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to be on the highway. You say, I'm going to Messiah. I'm coming back from Christmas break. Not a lot of snow on the ground.
Quite a bit.
I'm going to go back to the RV. I'm going to go back and watch a movie. And you just watch a movie. You go watch The Matrix, you know.
It'd be like taking a plane.
Right. By the time that Neo is out in the sewage in the real world, you can go check on your gas, see how things are going, and go back, watch the rest of the movie.
Huh. See, now that is amazing.
It is.
Now, I'm looking right now, speaking of moving fast.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now at the medals table for the Olympics.
Oh, man.
Currently, the U.S. is leading in gold. We have 7 gold medals.
Medals.
Medals. I don't know how. I last updated. I don't know what that is. I don't read military time. Last updated around 6 o'clock tomorrow. So
wow,
that's obviously somewhere around.
That's
the world.
Like that CBS show Early Edition where you got the paper ahead of time.
I watched that show. Yeah,
it was
the cat always delivered it.
Exactly.
What was with the cat?
No, cat didn't deliver it, but the cat was always there. Like,
it was a nice looking cat. It was like an orange little tabby.
It was pretty cool.
I wanted it.
I have a cat kind of like
that. It's probably
dead
now.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah, well.
Because anyway, that was a great show.
The United States is leading the medal count with 7 golds. Unfortunately, that's the thing about the United States is we put all our thing towards the most valuable, and we don't have any bronze. We only have 1 bronze.
Really?
We're not really investing in the small time. We're going for the big time. And I guess that's why we're the wealthiest nation.
There you go.
We're behind in silver, though. Germany actually has more medals than us. They have 15. We only have 12. But we have more gold medals. So up here is Germany.
Wow.
But what Russia is actually ahead of us, too. They have 13. Again, we only have 12, but we have more gold. We have more silver. We have less bronze. They have more bronze. So Russia's really... I mean, that's just like Russia, though, to really go down like that and be like, oh, yeah, you're going to get the gold, we'll get the bronze. But they don't realize what it's all about. Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Matters are getting really strange here.
I am putting it in my pocket.
I bet it's probably John's. He probably doesn't even know it. What's this error that keeps coming up on the freaking computer?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Well, here. Can't find playlist file.
Well, good thing we're not using that piece.
Good thing we aren't using that. Not reliable. It's Windows. Now we can get into the whole Windows, Linux, that's low, and Mac debate, but we won't because that's kind of stupid. That's not stupid. It's just frustrating is what it is, really.
It's so simple.
Even I just did it. And in fact, if you don't do what we just said you can do and get, then I'm going to get half of that 100 grand.
And I'll get the other half.
He'll get the other half. Of course. And that is what is going on here tonight, 11 p.m. here in Grantham. Exciting, exciting. New.
We know you're doing a lot right now.
New and exciting.
So much happening.
Now, for those of you who are listening, and that's a lot of you, because as far as I know, last weekend, maybe two weekends ago, they had their usual dorm bowling on floor, and that's about as exciting
as things
go.
Now, did they bowl down the floor?
They did.
Oh, wow.
They did.
Into pins.
Yeah.
Not cats.
Right.
Pins.
Right. Wow. And that's what they did. And so, as far as I know, the most exciting it's going to get for the next month and a half, is at least three people are going to go to Sheets. That's about it. Now,
I can guess who those three people are.
Okay, well, no, that can be argued because someone might go to Walmart and they
definitely
they might get done with their shopping and they'll just sit there in the chair waiting for whoever else is in their carpool, and they'll fall asleep. And I don't know where I'm going with this. So,
well, our point is, Messiah College, that you're not doing anything right now. So why don't you turn on the radio and listen to us, because we're giving you what you do and don't want to hear.
Now, I'll tell you what. Now, I would hate for this to happen, but if I were to get a piece of that 100 grand, I'd be feeling all right.
I bet it would taste delicious.
I'd be feeling pretty good. WMD here at the V. And, yeah, okay. Hold on. Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name.
Yes.
My name is Lewis.
Lewis.
Lewis. I was wondering if you had any songs from my country.
And what country would that be, sir?
Kazakhstan.
Could you say that again?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Yes. Do you have songs?
Well,
you know, like
let me look. Let me look
go,
here.
Go like,
I'm looking here. I'm not seeing anything.
Well,
I'll tell you what. What was your name again, sir?
Lewis.
Okay, we're going to call you Bob, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Song.
The one. Didn't
nice.
You, didn't you just
nice.
Ask for a song?
Song? What song? I want a free T-shirt. Do you have a free T-shirt?
I have thread.
Money.
You can make money out of it if you want. You can make dresses.
Nice.
You can make shirts. You can make socks.
I like.
Okay.
Money.
Well, you have
nice.
A great evening.
Now in Kazakhstan,
and we will be right back.
We do not allow for our women to do such things.
We're at the bottom of the hour. We will be right back. Hold that thought. Thank you so much for participating here at WMDs.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Nice.
We have one person who's been saying, opera? Nasty.
Yeah.
No good. People,
opera
person,
is classy. If you say to a potential date,
exactly,
I have tickets to the opera, it's hook, line, and sinker from there.
Exactly.
We don't even know what that means.
Well, here's the thing. And this person says, shrilly voices.
We think that means
gross.
That we're peeking out. But
No. I know what he's talking about. The opera. Usually it's in another language, and it's at very high
pitches.
Shrilly. Now, I can understand that. Now,
you can have all different types of opera. You can
exactly.
have Italian opera.
Now, I think the main complaint is not in the pitch of the voices, but more so in the fact that it's in another language and you have no clue what is going on.
Do we have an opera sample?
I'm going to have to try and find it. but I think we do.
Google? No.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Okay. I think. I think I have. If you want to spit.
Remember, we're at extension 5351.
5351 or the requests.
The weekly meaningless discussion show, WMDs.
Right. Now, as I was saying, I think more so it's the fact that it's in another language and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, most of the time they're saying, oh, so
the high pitches, like, the high pitched voice kind of helps to make you confused and not know what's going on.
It's not the Shirley
But that's well, not that's not the actual problem. That's not the heart of it. The heart of it is that you've got no clue what's going on.
People question whether or not truth is relative.
Exactly.
Gary,
here's my point, and it's very simple. When you say truth is not relative, I say that's your opinion. It's not mine. The end. And then you say, no, that's not the end. Well, then it's not the end.
But what is the end?
You pick it up, you begin it, and we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. There is no third party in between you and me.
And the
negotiating
truth.
and demanding that this is this and this is that. I have my perspective.
Therefore,
you have yours.
Therefore, what you believe truth
I can't,
is.
I cannot fully. I cannot fully appreciate and know even my position on anything without knowing that there is a position that is not mine.
How? Assuming that truth is absolute. Obviously, it can't be relative, but that's only if you assume it's absolute.
This is a very good line of topic. Exactly. Now, here's the thing. The question is, if truth is absolute, how can it be relative? Well, it's very easy. When you were five, when you were six, and you say, let's say you have an uncle, right?
I have one.
You hang out with your uncle a lot. He's a great guy, right?
Good guy.
Okay. You share some common interests, you know, takes you to the park, you know, whatever, baseball games, you know, whatever. Let's say arcade, I don't know, something like this, okay? Uh-huh. Maybe opera.
Maybe opera.
Maybe opera. Now, there is an absolute truth of what you did together. Now, what you take away from that is what you own about that. Now, there is an absolute truth about what happened. This happened, you know, you went to the ballpark, you went to the opera, etc. However, when you get older, you become very susceptible in your memory and everything, so that your take on it, and as well as your uncle's take, is different.
It has been proven in studies
that you can Photoshop, that is, doctor an image to make it look like you took a balloon ride trip with your uncle, when in fact you didn't. However, having the photo in there, making it aged a little bit, makes people believe it. And suddenly, the more they consider it, the more they believe it.
Now,
until their unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind is very good at coming up, being creative. The conscious mind in general is not. There are some who are, but in general it's not. So the more they consider it, the more the unconscious mind says, yeah, maybe that did happen. And if it did happen, here's what did happen. So that is some things that happen
now,
to create
that,
false memories.
On that note, Gary,
yes.
You get into a whole other topic about the brain really. It interprets reality for all that it expects reality to be.
Exactly. Now here.
So if you are expecting one thing to happen in your subconscious mind,
right.
Necessarily your conscious mind is going to perceive that as happening.
Right.
In a sense.
That's correct. For example.
Not necessarily, but for most of life and most of what we perceive, that is what's happening. For instance, I know there's a table behind me.
Right.
So I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to see that table, because I expect it to be there. Now, is that table really there? My brain's telling me it's there, so...
Here's the thing. Does it matter? If you can touch it, you can feel it, you know it's there, does
but
it matter?
Is that not also the brain? What's the difference?
Well,
what's the ultimate
here's
difference
something
between
to consider.
Sight and
there,
touch?
Here's something to consider, because this person, we have a few people bringing up the point that perception and truth are a little different. Well, not necessarily. For example, everything you see with your eyes is reflection. Light bounces off the objects and then it goes into your eye, bounces off your eyeballs, goes into your brain, and you register it.
And your brain
so you're not
sees.
Actually seeing the things. You are seeing basically the reflections of
and
the
And your
things.
Brain is interpreting that reflection.
So you might say, well, memories are all we have. That's kind of depressing. But memories is all we ever had.
To begin with.
Exactly.
We never really had anything else besides memory.
Exactly.
Which is really mind-blowing.
Right.
So I think that explains a lot when two people think fungus monks aren't real. When two people think that they saw something different, say, take, for instance, a car accident.
Right.
You usually get several different reports. And I think it comes down to that point right there, that they are so sure in their subconscious and conscious
right.
mind that that's all they see.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. When people, for example, when people deliberately lied, and they have to deliberately lie, there is no real easy way. I'm sure a lot of you have found out. There is no real easy way to keep up lies, especially complex ones. And the only real way you can keep up a complex lie is to make yourself believe it. And that's why habitual liars, they have to make themselves believe it.
And they're very good at it.
And in the act of that, the longer you keep that up, the more your subconscious mind gets...
Do we have some deep, thoughtful music to play while we discuss this?
Let's look here.
Maybe some...
The more your subconscious mind gets to play creation games with this so that it can fill in the blanks, if you will. Your conscious mind comes up with a lie. Your unconscious mind, given time, fills in all the blanks. And thus, you might have someone who starts off when they're 6 years old, you know, they might be homeless, but they might see someone every day and say, you know, I live here, blah, blah, blah. They might eventually come to believe it. Given enough time.
If they told themselves that enough and they believe it.
Exactly.
That's what brainwashing is, essentially.
Exactly.
Does our mind perceive pieces or... I don't really know where that's going. Now, when
pieces.
We look at an object...
A million little pieces.
What are we seeing? Literally, when we look at an object, we're seeing particles. But when we don't look at objects, they're waves. What
right.
do you think that implies?
Man in the mirror. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to start with the man in the mirror, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, back when he came out with that album, he was very popular. People probably took that to heart, you know. They used it, and it was inspiring. Oh, sorry. We lost the feed there for a second.
It's all good.
It's inspiring. And then now he owes millions, if not billions. I'm not sure about billions, but he owns a lot of money due to the court case. Even though he was acquitted and he was found not guilty, he is in a bad place right now. And regardless of being found not guilty, he's all this controversy about child molestation, all this stuff, all this bad stuff added to him. Now, my question is, can anyone look at this as this? Well, that's kind of weird. Our headphones are going up. Sorry about that, folks. Can anyone look at this song in the same way? They'll say, oh, that's pretty good, but he's kind of a weird guy, so I'm not going to pay any attention to it. So we add all these different things into it. So if it means something to you, you know, don't let that stop.
I think a lot of it comes down to being in your head, like a question as in, you know, Gary, what would happen if somebody made up everything about God that there was that we knew, the Christian God.
And are you attacking Christianity? Or are you
this is a hypothetical.
Granted, but are you attacking like a theism in general?
I'm not attacking anything.
Sorry, you're hypothetical. Say
somebody made that up.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
And
I didn't mean to attribute you to.
But say you read all that and you believed
right.
it, and you found out it wasn't true.
For somehow, whatever, however that happens.
Well, how would that affect your conscience? I mean, you waste your life around a lie.
Well, I think the first thing that you would have to do is look at the changes and the growth that you had in this that you now know to be a lie, and look at whether you can still use any of it in life.
You could still change, but I think maybe what the problem with the human psyche is that we have to...
You're on the air, caller.
So stop wasting our time.
Yes.
I have got the Swinging Bridge fan. I have them in my Saya card right here. I have plenty of Flex on my card. Since you're right outside the studio,
yep.
Is that right?
That is right.
I am going to go with you over to the Union... And I am going to buy, right in front of your very eyes, I'm going to buy your $100,000.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. You are welcome.
It's going to happen.
I'll be
congratulations.
Waiting.
I hope you enjoy it.
And I hope you enjoy the swinging bridge.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.